The Bert Show. It's not the hot goss from Hollywood. It's the Bert Show's entertainment goss.
All right, end of discussion.
It's okay. Over.
Well, I'll remove that from the schedule tomorrow.
So you're telling me I'm not going to be reporting on your reality show in the next year?
Unfortunately not, Abby.
What a bummer. All right, well, Morgan Wallen, he's finally breaking his silence on that chair-throwing incident that happened a few weeks back. You didn't hear about this. Morgan Wallen was at Eric Church's new bar in Nashville called Chiefs, and he's six floors up partying with all of his friends. Obviously, a little inebriated, because at some point, camera footage shows him grabbing a 25-pound chair and chucking it over the side of the building, and it lands, thank God, not hitting anybody. But now he could be facing like 15 years in prison for three felony charges.
All right, before you tell us what Morgan Wallen has to say, I have like a new thought that popped in my head, because every time you talk about the story, you mention Eric Church, his new bar, its name in Nashville. Do you think he and Eric got together beforehand and Eric was like, hey, throw a chair off the roof and everybody's going to be talking about my bar?
Well, my first thing would be like, that's a felony. So I'd love for you to have your publicity, but I'm not going to do it from the inside of a jail. So you're going to have to come up with something else, bro.
Eric Church is also so low key. He's one of those country artists that just does not care. Like, he's made his check, so he's happy to just do whatever at this point. And I think he probably, not to like say he probably didn't think that much through, I don't think Eric Church was plotting and scheming.
Because you can't pay for this amount of publicity his bar has
No,
gotten.
You can't.
Mm-mm. No. So now Morgan Wallen has finally spoken out twice for the first time. He put out a statement on social media. He said, I didn't feel right publicly checking in, aka his publicity team didn't feel right checking in, until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs, Eric Church's bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change, which I'm sure is a big relief to a lot of people out in Kansas or wherever he's on tour next.
I mean, this is where we live now, right? You do something bad and your album sales soar. When he did that and he got all this bad publicity, his song and his album went right to number one.
Yep, the Eric Church song that he has went right to number one. So, I mean, honestly, if this really is a scheme from Eric Church, you know what? Genius. But do I think it is? Absolutely not. But you really, like you said, you can't pay for this kind of publicity.
If this was, what's his first name? Eric?
Eric
Church? Eric Church's idea. He was thinking, okay, I know this is a ridiculous idea. Are there any one of my friends that would actually do this? Morgan!
And you know what? He's just being a good friend at this point. So he was also at a show in Oxford, Mississippi, and it was the first show he's had since the incident. And he decided to let everyone know again that he's sorry. He's just getting a little rowdy.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then.
So he's thanking his fans, saying, thanks for standing by me, and thanks for showing up to this concert, even though I could be in jail this time next year.
This could be fun. What's the stupidest thing you guys ever did drunk? Because he was hammered. He's up there throwing off chairs off the top of a building.
Probably that story I said last week where I lied and told the guy that I don't actually love you. I just got so drunk I needed to go to the hospital. That was pretty dumb. That was pretty dumb.
Uh-huh.
My first spring break trip, I went to Cancun and I tried to sneak on the back of the bus because I didn't know what I was doing, and the guy closed the door on me. So I had to actually ride the back of the bus with the door closed on my shoulder.
Probably Jell-O wrestling.
Okay, that's a good one.
That goes up there.
Okay.
Jell-O wrestling. All right. Well, Morgan's due in court on May 3rd, so we'll find out more after that date. Okay, so you know I love to read. I love myself a good romance novel. And there's a new survey out that asks who the best book boyfriends and book girlfriends are. So if you need a little escapism on your Kindle later today, this is what the survey says. The top three book boyfriends are Noah Calhoun from The Notebook, Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
And Edward Cullen from Twilight, which is funny because 50 Shades is a Twilight fanfic. I think that's right, yeah. The top three book girlfriends, Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey. People are a little freaky. Bella Swan from Twilight. And Juliet from Romeo and Juliet, which I don't know if that counts as a book, but she's number three on the list because she stabbed herself to be with her true love. So you know what? She's loyal.
Yes, it looks like somebody farted in your face. What's wrong with the list?
Just poor taste. That's all. Yeah.
Which one specifically?
So when I read those books, I was super into them. But the older I get, the more I look back. Like Edward is very problematic and controlling. Christian, very problematic up front.
Needs to see a therapist. For sure.
Yes. Bella and Anastasia are kind of just shells. And I get it. So you can insert yourself. But like, they're just not interesting.
Yeah. And Edward's pale as hell.
Don't you hate on pale people.
But he glistens apparently.
Yeah. He sparkles. Yeah. All right. Well, Jonathan Majors faced jail time for his domestic assault case. I'll tell you about his sentencing on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.